Welcome to 45 on the Hour podcast. I'm your host, Colt 45, and I'm here with the infamous Darce Knight, Eric Medina.
What's up, Colt? Good morning, sir.
Black belt.
Today,
today was
quite a quite an adventure even getting here.
Dude, it was a nightmare, dude. Just life in general, man. It's been hot today, yeah. You know? And I don't mean hot as in like caliente. I mean hot as in it's been a lot.
You've already had to put out some fires.
Dude, the fires are just crazy. Like, just people are so freaking emotional lately, bro. Like, we've talked about the sensitive subject before, but I just think that people just don't want that much for themselves and they don't expect more out of themselves lately. And I don't know if that's just a topic, but I mean, that's kind of what we're going to talk about, right? Mm-hmm. You know? And I feel like the people like myself and you and many others that I know that have like that strong core belief, you know, that we believe that like we don't ask anybody for anything and we don't need anything from anybody else.
Yeah, we always want to work for our own stuff.
Correct. And we never fall victim to anything, right? Because we're like, okay, we're not a victim because we're proactive, right? That's the difference between being a victim and a solution-oriented person is finding solutions for everything. That's literally the difference. Victims just want attention, correct?
And you know what is a victim mentality? Like you blame
everybody for
Yeah,
you're the you person. Like, no, you, right? And what do you get out of that? You get nothing. Nothing happens. Nothing changes. That's why you have to be solution oriented. So what I like to do, and it's actually part of my thing, but I always say that if we're going to discuss something and it's, you know, the you pointing the finger thing, and we're not talking about how to come to a solution on something, then I just don't want to have the conversation at all.
Yeah, it's more of an argument at that point.
Correct, yeah. Because at the end of the day, like, if you want attention just to argue, like, I don't have time for that.
That's some negative energy vampire guy.
Correct. And I dealt with that this morning. I dealt with that on numerous occasions. I was dealing with a few people, mortgage people, lenders.
I've had people, different things. Yeah, like, bills is like that. Like, clients could be, you could have somebody that's like, just sucks all your energy. Family members could be like that. You know, it could be just like this morning I had like a little fiasco at the house too, getting out of the door. Like I got, you know.
Yeah, hit hard, right?
Yeah.
But
it's been hot.
Dude, it's been nuts, man. And I don't know. I don't know if it's just because of the heat. Because I know that summer gets people this way. I know people get a little, you know, crazy and they get a little hot and a little bothered.
Yeah.
But dude, it's been crazy lately and I don't know, man. So I guess what I'm trying to get at is if you're in that position where you know, deep down inside, you know that your conscience is telling you something and you got that little voice in your ear buzzing at you and it's like, nah, you're a victim, bro. You know, you're playing this thing, but you know it's you though, right? You know it's you, you know, and ain't no one going to accommodate your shortcomings because that's really what you want, but that's not going to help you, is it, right? So the topic that we're going to talk about today is once you demand more out of yourself, you'll get more out of life and you'll start to level up, right? Mm-hmm. So if you don't want to be a victim, then you got to be someone that's wanting more out of your life. And once you want more out of your life, you're going to start taking more accountability because ultimately that's what you get when you take accountability is you get more out of your life mm-hmm. because your mind's more clear. Instead of fighting your conscience every day saying, no, I'm not going to go run around the block and, you know, sweat a little bit and get my, you know, blood rising because I want to get my frequency a little higher. I'm just going to sit here and I'm just not going to do that because that exerts energy. And why should I do that? I shouldn't have to do that. I should have been gifted with, you know, a perfect physique and to feel good all the time. That should have been my thing. I should have been gifted that or, that, you know,
entitlement.
Yeah, that's another thing. Victim, entitlement, all that crap is garbage.
I should. I deserve this.
Correct.
And I deserve a good body without working hard. I deserve, you know, to be rich without, you know, being successful. All these things that.
Yeah, but what would you get out of that, bro?
You wouldn't get anything because you wouldn't do the necessary steps to learn, to grow from the situation you made for yourself. You know, like. What did I do this morning that I was like debating on what I should do, like pick up my room or something. And I think I stepped over the same towel like three times before I picked it up, you know? And it's like, like, why can I not just do things correctly? Or is it like, where's my maid? How come I don't have a maid already? That entitlement, you know, like,
right.
You know, so I don't know, man, that's how it played out for me a little bit today.
But if you're just given everything, right? Let's just say like, I was like, hey, Eric, here's $10 million. What would that do for you? You have your tempo, right? It uh-huh. comes up, right? Your energy goes up, you know, your frequency goes higher for a little bit, right? But it's not an equal value. It doesn't stay, you know, in a frequency that's consistent, right?
Yeah.
Because it's just high for right now. It's a temporary validation.
It would be like, you know, if you're really hungry, but you have like a snack.
Correct.
That snack is
instead
just,
of a right the right meal that yeah. you just waited a little bit longer for, like mm-hmm. a full meal, right? That's like a good, well balanced meal.
That's crazy how money could be like that though. Like
it can, you know. Because money doesn't fix problems. Okay. It fixes temporary problems, right? So like, oh, I need money because I can't pay my bills. Cool. Well, what's that gonna do for you? Yeah, that's gonna buy you a temporary solution for a long term problem.
A band-aid.
Correct. Because at the end of the day, like if you can't pay your bills, there's a problem that persisted before that.
Yeah, you're right. But now you have to examine your spending habits, you know.
Well, you got to take
ownership, accountability.
You got to have conscience, congruency, right? And you got to say, okay, am I congruent with my current living? Like, am I in line? Like, am I overspending? Do I have too many bills? What am I doing right now that's going to get me to where I ultimately want to be, which is financially secure?
Can you go over a little bit of like what conscious congruency is?
Conscience and congruency. Okay. Conscience congruency. In my eyes, what I believe conscience congruency is when you're in the conscious state of your current life and then you're in line with that. Okay. So conscious state, like, are you living in the current conscious state? The present is what we're talking about here, right? Am I living in the future or am I living in the past, right? We all know that anxiety is in the future. And when you're living a little bit too far in the future, you're thinking too far ahead about what could or could not happen. Or you're living in the past, which is depression, right? Where people are always thinking about, well, what, you know, if I should have done this yeah. back then, blah, blah, blah. That's why people get in those realms. In the right state of mind you actually want to live in my eyes, conscience congruency is, you want to live in the state of mind where you literally think about the thing that's going on at the current moment, this current episode we're doing right now, this current vibe that you're feeling, just focusing on the conversation and answering the questions. Breaking it down that simple, that low. Me and you just talking, looking at each other. You talking, I answer the question, I think about the thought I'm going to think about. That's the current state of mind that I'm in. That's conscious state, okay? And then being in congruency is just being in line pretty much. That's basically like what that means. So you want to be in line with your conscience. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you're in line with your conscience and my conscience is saying, Colt, I feel that I want to get up every morning and I want to, I don't know, run 5 miles, but I don't do it because my mind's telling me no. You have that negative thing that you're fighting, right? You're fighting this negativity to just fight against it because that's just the human brain. The human brain's built to fight against everything that you think is right for you, right? Like, doing right by your family or making more money or exercising so that you feel healthier and better or not spending money that you don't have. Your brain fights that all the time. We all fight our urges. Everybody. Everyone has an urge that we fight that we know is not good for us, correct? So if you're doing that and you're not in your conscious state of mind and you're not in alignment with the conscience that's attacking you and that little gnaw, everyone knows that little gnaw, right? In your mm-hmm. ear. And it's like, don't do that. You know, that's not the right thing to do. You know that you're supposed to get up and you're supposed to walk today. You know that you're not supposed to eat that Big Mac again because McDonald's is bad for you. You know that blah, 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 blah. Well, if you're not in alignment, then you start feeling that gnawing and then that anxiousness. And then it's either anxiousness or it's depression from the lack of the past. And then you get out of alignment and you're not in a line. And then now you fall out of balance. And then when you fall out of balance, you can't level up because all you do is you're thinking about yourself as a victim. Well, and then you start pointing the finger at people mm-hmm. that are doing the things that you want to do. That's ultimately what a victim is. People always do that. And I don't mean everybody, but
no, you're right. People. I could even see that in myself sometimes when things don't go the way I want.
Yeah. You're like, well, he has that. And a lot of people do it with financial stuff. Like people see other people making more money than them. Mm-hmm. And instead of being like, you know what? Using that as a tool, I'm going to go make more money because that guy motivates the shit out of me. Instead of me going, hey, Eric, how did you make your millions? I want to know because you're my boy. Please tell me the
secret.
The path.
I want to know the secret. Yeah.
Yeah. Give me the tools. You're my boy. Just tell me. I love you to death. Like that would be the smart thing to do, right? But people don't do that. You know what they do? They go, well, you have this and it should be everyone else's, or you have this because you cheated and
you got lucky.
Yeah. And it's like, what are you talking about? It's like, I worked my ass off. Because reality is that most people, you'll never see a successful person dogging somebody else. You'll never see them on somebody else's page talking crap, saying, oh, this person, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Negative or positive on anyone's page, social media wise, is a bonus to me. You want to talk crap about me and my success? Go ahead. Like, it doesn't hurt me. That just hurts you. But all I do is wish the best onto you. That's what you need to do. And when you get to that phase, that's when you're going to feel more of what you need out of life that you need to get. And that's when you're going to start leveling up. Leveling up is almost like a passive thing. It's almost like being passive about everything that feels like a personal attack to you. And just saying, you know what? Hey, I feel that you're hurting. I feel that you're coming at me like you're a victim, and check it out. I don't want you to feel that way. If you don't like that I'm doing something the way that I'm doing it, why don't I show you?
Come learn from me.
Yeah, why don't I teach you to be better, to better yourself, to tell you why you don't deserve to feel that way? Why the hell are you going to be a victim when this world has so much to offer? Any feeling that you have, that you're feeling like this victim mentality, like everyone owes you, is coming off as like a negative energy. That's almost a source from the devil. You know what I'm saying? Low frequency is a demonic feeling. High frequency is like almost like godlike form, mm-hmm. Right? We've talked about this before. That's how you have to think about it. Low frequency is being a victim. You know that, right? And it's hard for some people. Some people are saying, well, I am a victim because this and this happened to me and blah, blah, blah. And yeah, some of those things like we've talked about in the past are so traumatic.
Life is getting over your trials. Like life is getting over hard stuff.
Yes. You know. Well, your hard stuff makes you the best fit to help the person that you used to be. Remember? You know? So like if you were someone that was abused or someone that was, you know, hurt in the past or, you know, had some serious trauma, or you're a veteran and, you know, you were abandoned when you got out of the Marine Corps, like myself, you know, and I had every right to go, you know, do what I had to do, but I chose to live in my car because I was stubborn and I didn't want to ask for help, you know? So I went and I was homeless for a little bit because I was stubborn and I didn't want to pay nobody rent and I don't want to learn from nobody. I was like, you know what? No, I'm going to do me now. You know, because for the last 4 years, I was being told what to do. Mm-hmm. And I didn't feel like I got anything out of that. But at the end of the day, I was a victim. I felt I was a victim, you know, of circumstances of my life that I had no control over. I had no control over all that. So you know what? I just decided to say, you know what? Forget it. I'm not going to be a victim. I'm going to change my thoughts. I'm going to change my life. And I'm going to go ahead and...
Do you remember like how old you were when you started to think this way?
Which way?
Like
positive or negative?
Like knowing that there's something that you could fix in yourself and like being ready to like, oh man, I'm going to.
Dude, it wasn't until I was like 37, bro.
And you're like, I got to work on myself.
It was like 37.
Okay.
And I'm 41. That all this changed.
Right on.
Because.
Did I know you then?
No. But I didn't have like a victim mentality. I had a can-do attitude. I never focused on people's feelings and emotions. I just overlooked them. I was just passive on them. And that's kind of where I got a lot of the horrible things that have happened to me up until my life. I just kept adding on the problems because I never addressed people. I never fixed problems. I just kept moving forward and just said, oh, forget it. I'll just tack it on like a backpack and I'll just stuff more in the backpack.
I get you, because that's what we do.
That's what we do. But instead of just taking it and saying, you know what? I'm going to do the best for the people around me and myself. And I'm going to start putting out the fires one by one, the best that I can. And I'm going to lead life by example. So I'm going to lead like a godlike life for myself. And I'm not perfect at all. I'm a human being. Mm-hmm. But every day I really strive for that. And I think that's ultimately like what we need to focus on is if you want to demand more out of yourself and get more out of life, you need to start leveling up by focus on staying consciously congruent and focusing on what your conscience is telling you. And if it's telling you that you're doing something wrong, stop doing it.
Walking in alignment with your higher self.
When you're in line, when I'm in line with my conscience, I literally want to scream. I want to like yell out into the world because I feel so free. And your mind will clear up and you'll know exactly what you need to do because your conscience is a calling from God and it will tell you exactly what you need to do if you're listening to it.
That's awesome, man.
I don't know. It's just what I feel. Is that crazy? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. I vibe with that.
Yeah. So you guys can all do it. We've done it ourselves. Me and Eric have come from literally nothing. Different walks of life, different paths, you know? We came together through jujitsu. That's how we met.
Yeah.
And just living a life where we both wanted change led us here. Being open, being honest, finding the right people, the right circle to be a part of, led us to be here.
John Jock would say, when you love life, life loves you back.
Dang. That's cool, man. When you love life, life loves you back. I love that, man.
That's it, man. You know, like, I think because we both work, we also know, like, nothing's going to be given to us. Like, happiness is not going to be given to us. You know what I'm saying? But it is on the other side of some hurdle or some obstacle, some trauma that we had to overcome, you know?
So, I always tell people, like, how you feel inside is how you project.
Uh-huh.
So if I'm coming in here and I'm like, oh, blah, 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 the world. Well, that's really how I feel inside. You don't really have to tell me. I already know.
Show it.
But if I come in and I'm like, hey, man, yeah, dude, you know, it's been a rough morning, but hey, dude, how you been, man? You know, whether I'm faking it or not, you have to almost learn to fake it at first to where your brain starts catching on. And a lot of people don't know. They're saying, oh, well, how do I change my thought process? How do I do it? Well, you have to start almost faking it at first. You have to almost do that fake handshake where you just really don't want to shake that person's hand because you don't like them, but you're doing it because that's the right thing to do is to be cordial, but you do it. And then you're like, okay, well, that kind of sucked, but 10% of it felt good. All right. Yeah. I'm going to walk away. Right. We've all been in that situation,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
But you do things because it's the right thing to do, not because it's within your system of things that you want to do at that moment.
Your higher self would not even be fazed by that person.
Correct. You can't think about the person currently that you're at because you have to exchange. You have to exchange your old self for your future self.
Mm.
You have to exchange that person.
Yeah.
And be willing to.
That's a good one. that's a quote. That's of a
banger,
the day.
Right?
Yeah,
that's a quote. Banger.
That's a clip.
It is. I'll say it again. You have to be willing to exchange your old self to get to your future self. The future self is ultimately the person that you ultimately can be, like that highest version of yourself, right? So if you think about yourself in two forms, 1 through 10, right? 1 is like the devil, the worst person, it's a complete psychopath, right? Pretty much, I'm just thinking like, you know, funny-wise. And then number 10 is like the most godlike vision of a person that you could possibly be, like a person that God's going to put his hand on you when you get to heaven and he's going to be like, really made me proud. You know what I'm saying? That makes me almost like tear up just thinking about that.
It's beautiful.
So you got those two people, right? And you have a choice. You're right in the middle. You're born in the middle. You're a 5. Who do you want to be? You want to go down that negative path, start being a victim and start thinking, blah, 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 I'm helpless. And then in 30 years, no one cares because you're just all alone in your house on your medicine that's given to you by what, Social Security or welfare or whatever. Okay, cool. That's the route you go, you know, and then you die unhappy and you make no impact on life, right? Okay, you can choose that path. Or you can choose the path where you choose not to. I'm not a victim. I need to help and give everything that I have to everybody else and put everyone first other than myself. And I need to make myself the best version of myself and staying completely consciously congruent to God. And I need to focus on living the righteous life that I was born and destined to be at because I'm just like everybody else. I have all the same rights as everybody else. And I need to be loved just like everybody else. And I deserve love. And I can have everything that I want, no matter what anyone says, because I am a person and I am a human being and I have choices and I can make all my choices and I have a choice to think negatively or positively. Now you start going down that path, you're going to start adding towards a 6, a 7, an 8, a 9. And then if you get as close as you can to a 10 possible before your day ends and you've accomplished everything you've wanted to accomplish in life, you live consciously open and aware to every single present moment that you've ever experienced. You've gotten every yes out of life. Because we've talked about the yes man before, right? You've said yes to everything that's positive. You've helped people. You've made money. You've taken on everything you have in life to the fullest. And you could die peacefully. And then when you get up to heaven, you could walk up to God and you'll say, hey, you were listening, weren't you? And you're like, yeah, I was. And that's it. Your story's over. And then now you get to live the real life, which is life after death, right? Takes a lot out of me when I get like that.
No, for sure. I feel the knowledge drop too. And I also have to reevaluate some stuff too, man, because I'm not trying to be a white belt in life forever, you know?
Yeah. To end it, guys, once you demand more out of yourself, you'll get more out of life. Stop demanding less. None of you guys deserve less. Nobody. Not me. Not the next person. Not a homeless person. Treat everyone as if they're the CEO of the president of any firm, you know, regardless of where they're at in life. Treat everyone the same. Treat everyone equal, from the poorest person to the richest person. Love everybody with your whole heart and open-heartedly. And I'm just thankful to be here every day that I can just
Amen.
Help everybody the best way we can. So we're here for you guys. Until next time, you can say it.
Get after it and get some.
Get up, get after it and get some.
Oh my gosh.
You want to say it again?
No, he got it.
All right, guys. Until next time, get up, get after it and get some.